put your hands up like that just to sort of go through a gesture? Or not?
No. Verbal is good enough for me, like.
Well, okay. So, if we went to the fence...
You'd probably get electric shock.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for the health and safety bit. Thank you.
I have that. Pick my cattle. Yeah. Get my cattle in.
Don't be filming us. That's an eagle,
isn't it?
No, it's not. Yeah, well, it's everything.
Purely for the record. Okay.
From start to finish, like, everything is illegal. All the way down, like, you know.
All right. Well, if everything was going onto the land, I think we need to get our...
Just one...
You're not going onto the
we
land.
Need, no. We need to get our thing to get
don't
over the fence.
Don't dare go onto the land, because you're breaking the law. Is there no law, so?
Okay.
Well, we better call the law.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, call the law. Call the guards.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Yeah. I have the number here. That's you don't mind now if I ring Fermulich?
We will call the guards if you like. You've asked for the guards to be called, yes? You asked for the guards to be called. Okay, yeah, so they can observe as well. No, that's fair enough. Can we...
You have to wait till they come, though.
Yeah, we'll wait till the guards come. Yes, we'll wait till the guards. If that's...
And in the meantime, show us the permission you have to enter.
Given you the permission.
No, you didn't. We haven't.
Come, let's go. We'll just wait, if we may. Yes?
But show us the permission first.
Well, we have sent the document.
He haven't. He sent us nothing. Nothing.
I don't want to get into the field, you know. Oh, no,
wait.
Can
we
take that away?
We sit in the car. Yeah. Can we sit in the car?
Wait. When you cannot answer us, you might as well sit in the car. You cannot give us any answers that we're asking you. So if you could, we might come to an agreement.
You know that you're using a superseded pipeline design.
And we'd be, if you pulled away,
BS 8010 has been superseded. Of course you're aware of that. But maybe it's uncomfortable for us to tell you that. So you're actually going to install a superseded pipeline design.
Answer the questions, why don't you? If you can answer them, if you can, let you move out of here.
You are the experts. We're only ordinary folk around here. You are the experts, and that's a simple question.
And why don't you answer us the questions we're putting you now, this minute? The 4 years there now, and there's not a word out of you. You're shouting at us with the last 4 years.
This is not the right place.
Is it not? That's okay.
Well, that's the right place for a pipeline. It's the right place to answer
for a pipeline,
to design.
So we must get safety answers.
Yeah.
We don't want to die here.
We're living here. We have no choice.
We don't want to be blown up. We want to die peaceful here.
All the technical considerations have been considered by the PAD in the application for the pipeline. They consulted widely. They used independent experts. They consulted with stakeholders. And in the end, they've made the conclusion that the design capabilities were fully in line and were acceptable, and they have given all the consents for the pipeline.
We'd like to know who will take responsibility for our safety. That's all I'm asking, and you don't seem to know either, and I don't know. I don't blame you. I don't know, and it seems you don't know.
No, I think the Department of the Marine is the responsible authority in Ireland for the upstream pipeline.
Yeah, is that for the safety of the pipeline from third-party interference? Or is it for the safety of residents from the pipeline? Now, there's a difference.
Well, there will be duties of us as an operator.
Oh, so it is shop. Okay.
We will have duties as an operator.
As an operator.
Authorised by the government through the Department of Marine.
So the day-to-day
That's normal in most countries.
Yeah. Well, it's not normal here because Bord Gáis is the statutory body here for pipelines in this country. So it's not normal.
They don't have any upstream pipelines.
They don't, exactly.
Where is there a pipeline like this? How could they take responsibility for this pipeline, because it was never done in the world? They cannot say they took responsibility for that, can they?
I think you have to take it up with other people, the jurisdiction within the country. Yeah?
But you're not sleeping in the night and counting this. If this had been done before somewhere, it would be grand. But it's like we're guinea pigs here. You're just trying your hand, which that's all you're doing. And ye cannot tell us that it's going to be safe. Can you tell me that it's safe?
All the technical people...
Don't mind the technical. Things have gone wrong before. I've got kids.
Yes. Okay. I mean, the point is you address the design, whole aspects of the pipeline and the design that it's done, the way that it's built, and the way it's operated. This is looked at by the department, and they have consulted thoroughly with experts and people, and they have decided that the design and the way that the pipeline is going to be done is fine, and they have given their consent. Yeah.
So right then, so the department are going to take responsibility for us, and the government.
Well, I think as citizens, that's your first place to go, yeah.
But they're telling us that it's he that has responsibility. Shell.
No, I don't think so.
When you went around looking for signing for this pipeline, did you tell everybody the danger of it and the consequences of it before they signed?
The consents came from the department, and they did that kind of assessment on the pipeline to ensure that everything.
They didn't do it to me.
No, they didn't do it to me either.
I didn't do it, and I'm on the pipeline route.
That's ridiculous.
It's the same as the water pipeline.
There is no more danger.
No more danger.
So the pressure is no more harmful.
You can't say. I mean, well,
this is not the place for this.
Excuse me now. It is no more dangerous than the Bord Gáis pipeline. Put the Bord Gáis pipeline in it, and we'll accept it.
Yes.
Why can't you do that?
We welcome the Bord Gáis pipeline. We will help you put the Bord Gáis pipeline.
You have
clean it at sea. You have more money wasted since you started than it have cleaned it 10 times at sea.
Ten times, not once,
10 times. And get out there and do it at sea. We will help you bring the Bord Gáis pipeline in if the gas is so important. You have 50 million day profits to work on it. You're giving us none out. So let you get out there. We have no problem with you. We welcome the gas. Get that. That pipeline will never go here.
Never.
You can try whatever you like.
In that position,
it'll never
back
go in here.
Board, boys.
So let us proceed
with this work today.
If you give us guarantees.
We'll let you proceed
when you can guarantee our health and safety.
Yes, and show us all the correct documents and everything. Signed, stamped. Everything.
That's been done.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Cool. Can you
that's
show fine. Us
the documentation?
Can you show us the?
We haven't seen them.
The independent QRA done by the department. Can you show us that? You know, the quantified risk assessment. Can you show us that?
That's with the department.
With the department.
Yeah.
And was it done?
Yeah.
Well, let them show it.
Okay.
All
right. Look.
Was that not carried out by J.P. Kenny?
It was.
And he designed the pipe, did he?
J.P. Kenny is a firm of consulting pipeline.
So they designed the pipeline, did they?
Yes.
And then they carried out the QRA. That's like me now setting an exam and correcting myself. Sitting an exam and correcting myself. You know, I think I give myself top marks. No.
Very independent, isn't it? Who pays for it?
Another example would be that you have to show your workings, yeah? So you can make a statement, and then you have to show your workings.
So you're saying it's with the department. That's fair enough.
Please, that you go away and leave us alone and bring in the Bord Gáis pipe clean and decent. Don't be aggravating us day in and day out. Clean it, broad at the well, and bring it in if it's needed that badly for the...
You're under pressure to bring it in.
You're under big pressure. We admit that.
We are under more pressure
than you because we haven't the money. But at the same time, we're not going to let you tramp on us.
Do you know who solved that problem? It was Raybrook.
I mean, it's terrible what you're doing to us with the last 4 years. Our families are devastated. They're going to school crying in the morning. You know, I mean, that's no way to go about something in a little community that everyone is great with each other and everything else. Let you grow up, men, please. You're grown men. You're supposed to have the finest education. You're not showing it here. I have none. I got no education. And I can't see wrong here. I can't see wrong without ever opening a book. You're engineers. You're you name it, you're telling us what you are. You have miles of letters after your name. There you're coming to destroy our homes and our families. That's what you're doing, and that's what you have done, in fact. And don't be denying it. Don't be shaking your head and denying it. You come clean with all your documents and everything properly until we see what they are. Don't be coming trying to break to destroy our homes and our little bits of land that we that our fathers protected all their life. You're showing very little respect to the man that died the other day. I'll guarantee you that. He's not a week buried yet. And in fact, we got letters from you to go in on the land the day he was dead. That's not nice.
You have our sympathies about that. And we wrote to you as well to say that we were not going onto the land on that day.
It's a poor consolation for killing the rest of us. I'll guarantee you that. That is pleased, and I'm an awful reasonable man, and I wouldn't stand in the way of anything. But what I see, that's wrong. Stop the nonsense and get out there and clean the gas broad at sea, and don't be wasting your money around here. You have awful talk about sparing money. Like, you think he hadn't a penny? Like, you're worse than we are. You know, it's money, it's money. You cannot clean it at sea and count to the money. And another thing you're saying that you cannot clean it at sea, due to your staff in danger.
Safety of the workers.
Safety of the workers. There's no talk at all about the safety of us. Nobody wants our safety. I have six kids, I have to protect them and a wife.
And the Isle of
anybody would do that. And I intend to do that to the bitter end, whatever it takes. Don't mind what the consequences will be. I'm going to protect the village and protect myself and my family.
That's
and if you want to keep bullying us, you're welcome. But it'll go on and on and on.
And do we have any representative from Statoil here? Now, I want to do a similar pipeline in Norway. Now, would the Norwegians of Statoil inflict this on their own people? I wonder, can anybody answer me that? Is there a similar pipeline in Norway? Statoil, after all, have a 34, 35% stake in this company. So I'd like to know, would they inflict this on their own people, what they're prepared to do here?
If you have respect for people, get this pipeline out of here. That's all I'm asking you to do. Yeah, we're not...
Well, let's clean it at the well.
Clean it at the well, please.
Well, you're talking about
and we will help you then to put up the fence for nothing if it's costing you too much money.
Yeah.
I can see how I was asked to sign myself. This guy came into the house to me for a start. The first guy that ever came in 2000 or whatever he was. He was a Scotch fella, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He came along and he told me, he didn't ask me. He told me where he was going digging a thrill hole. He didn't ask me to dig it. Like, I mean, that type of thing. He was asking me, was there pylons on the land? He asked me how many kids I had. He asked me, was there overhead lines? And he was marking it and he was changing pages. And he was pushing the biro into my chest. And you'll sign here.
Yeah, that's good practice.
Is that the right kind of signing, like? I just said I wouldn't. I nearly had it done. I might as well admit. Awful close. Because it was something new to us. We didn't know what he was after. We just thought he was genuine that he wanted to know how many kids. I thought he was going to give me some help to rear them. God, like poor Fahy. And he signed our rights away. He was a marine minister. He had no right to sign our land away. He could have given you up to high water mark.
I don't think he signed anything that was too serious.
Well, I probably... he probably didn't. So now, I'm just... I'm not going to speak now again. I'm going to finish at this. I'm just asking you here and now, listen to us, clean the gas at sea, bring it in if it's going to help Eris, or going to help... It's not going to help Eris anyway. We know that. And all the Eris people should know that by now. But if he needed to ship it or to import it or whatever you're going to want, bring it in clean and we'll put up a bit of wire for you. I'll wire that little bit of land tomorrow back there for you.
And I'll do the same.
And if you want to bring it in. If it's too expensive for you to buy the wire, I'll supply it. I'll get somebody. We'll have a dance. Yeah, and we'll give you tea, which, you know, if you're that miserable, like, that you cannot do it yourselves, it's to hell with us.
The gas will arrive now. If you read that, that permission relies on compliance with certain conditions. And all we ask for is that we see the compliance with those conditions. We don't want no hassle, but we want compliance with the law. Because law doesn't apply only to little people. Law applies to Shell as well. And to everybody. All I'm asking you to look at that letter, look at the compliance, and check it. Because Shell won't show it to us. That's all.
We want to go ahead and try to do the work on the land that we have the entitlement, and we have sent documentation to the landowners to this effect, and we would now like to just try and do the work. Yes?
Okay.
Pardon? I greatly resent that Mr. Gallagher is lying about me, because I state quite clearly I haven't got any documentation that says proofs, maps, or otherwise that proves they comply. I greatly resent that, because he is accusing me, he's saying something that hasn't taken place.
It's between your solicitors. You have worked out between yourselves. We're just here to see that everything is kept peaceful here today. That's all. Yes. Okay. Okay.
This is a copy of all the materials that you've received, okay?
What is it?
Well, you've received it, you know. I've just got copies of
court cases.
Yes. So you've received all that. And that includes...
Show the sergeant the compliance.
Show the sergeant what you showed him. Show it to the sergeant. Go on, show it to the sergeant.
Hand it over. Sergeant, please request it.
It's not an issue for me. It's not.
It's a fair play.
Because you're here to keep the peace. And he will not show that information. Because he has not got the information.
Sergeant, yes. have you received any instructions how to proceed? Have you received any instructions how to proceed?
No, I have no instructions as regards the civil end of it. Because that's between the...
Yeah, no, but have you received any instructions to help Shell?
No, none whatsoever. No.
So any decision
I'm independent.
Any decision you make has been made here and now on the basis of the evidence you see in front of you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, are you satisfied with this consent that you haven't seen?
Yeah. No, it's not nothing to do with me. I'm just here to keep the peace.
Are you giving them permission? Can you give?
No,
them
I cannot. Okay, no, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. No. The Gardaí don't take sides in this.
I'm
absolutely independent of all sides.
Midwest Radio News, bringing you the news as it happens across the region.